And good morning, and welcome to the Tuesday edition of the KRFY Morning Show. This is your morning show host, Julie Calamine, and we're here to have actually two interviews this morning. We're going to start with a live one with one of our underwriters, Trout Unlimited, who comes on every year, once or twice a year, and updates us on what's happening in the trout world and the conservation world. And then we're going to finish with a wildlife biologist, a pre-recorded interview that's talking about mountain goats, and that's through Friends of Scotchman Peak. So before I introduce our morning show guest, I'll go ahead and do a quick weather report, and then we'll get going on some really interesting conversation. So for those of us who've spent some time in Sandpoint, this is a pretty typical Sandpoint spring week. We're looking at warmer temps and a bit cloudy this week. Last week was so darn sunny. Today we're going to have a high of 45 with a slight chance of rain and then a slight chance of rain. Or maybe snow. Tonight, low of 35, and it goes on mostly the same for the remainder of the week. Highs in the middle 40s, lows in the middle 30s, chances of rain and snow, actually 100%. And it does look like Schweitzer's going to get a bunch of snow. So if you're a spring skier, that's pretty good news after an already snowy winter. So that is pretty much the weather. We'll talk about upcoming events after this interview is complete, so hold on for that. But here we go. Let's introduce our morning show guest, and it's someone we've interviewed before, and so happy to have him back. I have in the studio with me Chip Corsi. Chip, you're the current president of Trout Unlimited Panhandle Chapter. Good morning.
Good morning, Julie.
It's great to have you here. It's been I see you from time to time, but it seems like I haven't seen you for a little while.
It has been a while.
Yeah, very good. Well, so happy to have you here. So I'd like to start by just shouting out a big thank you to Trout Unlimited Panhandle Chapter for being one of our underwriters here at KRFY. We need every one of you, and you guys have been loyal and great. Thank you for that. And then the next thing I'd like to mention is that kind of one of the bigger purposes of this morning's show, in addition to learning about what's happening with Trout Unlimited, is to promote what's happening on the 14th at the Panada. So why don't I start by having you talk about that, and then I'm going to ask you a bit about yourself.
Okay, so Friday evening at the Panada, Trout Unlimited is hosting the F3 Fly Fishing Film Festival. It's our annual fundraiser. It brings together a whole bunch of short films from all over the world. If you enjoy nice scenery and big fish and thinking about what the summer might bring or what an outdoors experience might be, it's a lot of fun. We've got some really great raffle prizes that have been donated. North 40's been great on that. We've had some other folks that have donated too. And it's usually a really fun event, so I hope folks will turn out.
It is. It's kind of a fun, exciting, just friendly night, and like-minded folks who love fishing and conservation get together and enjoy some films. But before and after and during, there's a lot of good chatting.
It's a social event. Yeah, there's nice breaks and lots of opportunities to visit. The doors open, I think, at 5:30. The films start at 7.
Okay.
And so. Be prepared to do a little hooting and hollering when you see big fish. It's kind of fun.
It really is fun. Well, we're going to come back to it in a bit and talk about what some of the great swag is, because it really is good. But we'll hold off on that for just a minute and come back around to Trout Unlimited. First of all, you're a relatively new president for us. We've had Bill Love Jr. forever, and now you've taken over the reins. Tell us how that happened.
Well, I'm still figuring it out. I think, like you said, Bill has done that for a long time and kept the wheels on things and kept things moving forward. And he's been really a wonderful asset for me. I've known Bill a long time. He's a great guy, and he's still very much involved. He's now the treasurer, but I think he was probably ready to step down from that.
Oh, I think maybe 3 or 4 years ago, and it's been hard to rope someone in, and so we feel so lucky to have you.
Well, in a weak moment, yes.
Yes. But your background is in fisheries. Let's talk about that for a moment.
Yeah, it is. Almost 3 years ago, wrapped up a 42-year career with Idaho Fish and Game. which started out as a fisheries biologist, trained at University of Idaho and Idaho State University. I got my master's degree there. But so proud Vandal. I sort of claimed the Bengals, but I had the privilege of working all over the state, held jobs like state fishery manager, regional fishery manager, fishery research biologist. I worked in a hatchery for a couple of years, and super rewarding career. And I'm retired, but I'm still passionate about conservation and fish. So.
Yes, here in the state of Idaho, and now we're lucky to have you up in the panhandle to lead our little group. And listeners, I keep saying our group, and so I should just acknowledge that I'm a member of Trout Unlimited and very excited about this. Very excited to have you on as president.
Well, thanks.
Yeah, so that was a brief history of a very long career. Good job. And sometimes goes longer with guests, but knowing that you've just got this very rich background in fisheries and now excited about taking over our Panhandle Trout Unlimited chapter, let's move on to the chapter and just give us a brief overview of what does Trout Unlimited do and what do we do up here in the Panhandle?
Yeah, so the mission of the organization, which has been around since I think 1959, it's a national organization. Actually founded in Michigan, I believe, but the short version of the mission is to protect and restore cold water fisheries, and the mission statement actually speaks to engaging in a collaborative fashion with a diversity of folks, could be industry, agencies, private landowners, businesses, whomever, anybody that has an interest in taking care of our cold water fishery resources, which of course something we're blessed to have an abundance of where we live, and take care of that, be stewards and work with others to kind of leverage everybody's ability to get more good things done on the ground for fish.
It sure does. And those partners are people like Forest Service, forestry groups, all kinds of people, right?
Yeah, I mean, one of the big partners with TU right now is Idaho Forest Group, which owns a big chunk of ground down on one of the tributaries of the North Fork of the Coeur d'Alene, and they donated a huge easement and have helped push along with the Restoration Partnership, which is made up of the state and the tribe and federal agencies, to restore Pritchard Creek, which for anybody that's been there knows it was part of the mining boom back in the late 1800s, and the stream was kind of turned upside down. It has a bunch of other challenges that Trout Unlimited staff are actually addressing using a collaborative approach there. So
yeah, it's a neat story, and we'll save it for another day. Yeah, but it's a big project.
It's a pretty amazing project. But that's just an example of Trout Unlimited helping to leverage, along with other people, the ability to get good things done.
Yeah,
that's a local one.
A great example. Yeah. And yes, so that is basically what the Panhandle chapter works on, issues related to our little skinny slice of Idaho up here. Yes. Well, who are the people of our local chapter? Who gets involved and what kinds of things do they work on? You don't have to name names, but
yeah, that's a great question. And the chapter's been around as long as I can remember. I first worked for the agency, the Fish and Game Department up here starting in the early 90s, and worked a lot with Trout Unlimited during the relicensing of the Avista projects on the Clark Fork, which has been a godsend as far as being able to restore cold water fisheries in Lake Ponderé and the Lake Ponderé Basin. It's done a yeoman's work to get that done, and then further up river in Montana also. But you know, TU actually owns a portion of the mitigation responsibilities with the bull trout education, and so the chapter actually manages a staff person that's a part-timer that works with the Fish and Game staff person, actually also works with the Montana folks on developing programs to help folks understand the needs of bull trout, how to identify bull trout so they don't accidentally harvest them. And that's been super successful. That program's been remarkably successful in reducing illegal bycatch and, you know, just mistakes people would make fishing. And also to, I think, foster a real stewardship mindset for the lake and the tributaries that support that fish.
It really is a great program. We've got a fish trailer. We've got staff, as you say. Yeah. And, you know, it's a little unique for a small chapter of Trout Unlimited to have such a responsibility.
It is unique, and it's really pretty cool. And it's been going now for over 25 years. So it's got some staying power, too.
Yes, it really
is. And it has been tremendously effective.
I think so. I love seeing that trailer rolled out. Kids get excited.
Kids love it, but you know, it's not just kids that are getting the outreach. Adults get it, and fishermen get it. They've benefited from it. It's helped folks recognize where we need to kind of prioritize conservation actions, and it's just been a really great program.
Yeah, a win-win. It is a great program.
So it's another example of collaboration with power company, state agencies, private. So, yeah it's what we do.
It's exciting. So, prongs of Trout Unlimited, you're talking about education, there's conservation, habitat. I might be missing some, but what are the areas? Have we covered all the areas that Trout Unlimited is focusing on?
No, not yet. So, you know, we haven't really had formal committees, I don't think, for a while, but we're kind of moving into that. And so we have a committee that is putting together a fly fishing instruction course that will be offered the last two Saturdays of April and the first Saturday of March. So it's a three Saturday thing. I wish I could give you more details on it, but I'll know those tomorrow night when we have our meeting. So,
yes.
But that will be on our webpage. And we work with the TU staff, the Idaho Trout Unlimited staff, of which we're really fortunate to have a couple of staff members here.
Which has not always been the case.
That's a relatively new in the last couple of years thing. And it's really great because they're able to generate projects on the ground, but we've also been able to help them help us with things like the webpage and outreach. So where I was circling around to with that is on the fly fishing instruction. If it's something you're interested in, stay tuned to the webpage. We'll get something out in the next couple of weeks, and hopefully we'll have a good turnout for that. I've already had interest from it. People know about it. So I think we'll probably fill up. I hope we do.
I would think so. In the past, it's been mainly education for kids.
Yeah. This is more geared to older teenagers on up to old folks like me. So
it's never too late to learn about fly fishing and trout.
It's a pretty great way to spend a day. So
it sure is. It'll take your mind off just about anything.
Yes.
Well, all right. You've talked about that as an upcoming activity. What else is going on before we get to the film tour?
Yeah. So we also have a newly formed conservation committee, and I think we're still kind of figuring out how and what we're going to do with that. Certainly, we're going to try to be working with the TU staff and others to find and help out with on-the-ground type work, but also taking kind of an active role in hopefully influencing policymakers on decision-making in ways that will benefit or at least not harm cold water fish resources. And so for a couple examples, recently, we were one of many entities and individuals that commented on the Bonner County Planning Committee's ideas about zoning on lakeshores. And that came out from our perspective in a, you know, really favorable from a cold water fish habitat standpoint. It kind of keeps densities a little lower that way. And then more recently, we reached out to our congressional delegation and encourage them to kind of reconsider some of the cuts to federal funding for conservation and for the agency staff that manages that. And actually, the National TU has taken this on as a kind of a big deal. And real quickly, we had a workshop, a virtual workshop on that last week. And I'll just throw out some numbers that are kind of amazing, that nationwide, there's $160 million of federal funding obligated to leverage, as we've been talking about, volunteer time, other donations, whatnot, to do on-the-ground cold water projects across the country. A lot of that is, you know, agencies like Forest Service is by far the largest, but Fish and Wildlife Service, BLM, other federal agencies that have resource management responsibilities. And that actually translates into, because a lot of that work is done with local contractors, those monies go on the ground to people out primarily in rural communities. And that's, you know, it winds up being somewhere in the ballpark of 2,500 living wage jobs annually just for that part of it nationwide. But we're certainly a big part of that. If you went and looked at the work at Pritchard Creek, for instance, you'd realize a few people running heavy equipment there for a whole summer, and that's not insignificant in rural economies.
Not at all. And that's just one project, but there are ongoing projects all over.
Yes. That's one example. And again, part of the point is that that's not just the federal agencies. And it's, you know, it's nice to get tax dollars to come back to Idaho, obviously, but it's not just the tax dollars. It's, you can leverage those dollars with grants and donations from private foundations, or in the case of Idaho Forest Group, or settlement money from the mining stuff in the Coeur d'Alene Basin, or Avista programs that are part of the hydropower relicensing settlement agreement, those kinds of things. So,
So dollars get leveraged and more conservation work gets completed.
Yes, they're stretched a long ways, and it benefits the cold water resource, but it also benefits the local economies tremendously.
That's right. Another project that Trout Unlimited has weighed in on has been the Trestle Creek question of a marina, and I think that's been settled maybe by now.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, it's hard to know, you know, what might come up down the road, but Avista was actually able to acquire some of that land in a willing seller, willing purchaser, and now the Kalispell tribe actually manages that chunk. But Trestle Creek, probably the single most important spawning tributary for bull trout, also for native cutthroat and kokanee. This was an opportunity to protect the mouth of that so that the spawning habitat is protected, and also the fish that are migrating out of the stream as juveniles are going to be less susceptible to predation and things like that.
Yeah, which is a bit of an issue in Lake Ponderay now.
That is a big issue in Lake Ponderay.
Yes. With the northern pike and walleyes having moved in.
Yes.
So that's a feather in the cap, I would say.
I would say, you know, that's not all TU, but that's something that another one of the things that TU has played a part in.
Yeah, so. Good going. Good job. Well, all right. So other events before we talk about the upcoming event on Friday for a bit more?
Sure. Let me see.
Well, I'm thinking about some fly fishing instruction for kids. That usually happens every year. Is that still on the...
Yeah, that'll happen. I don't think the group has... They've been really focused on getting this other course put together, but I don't think there's any intention to let the other things drop. There's always opportunities with, like, free fishing day and whatnot and to do things. And several of the board members, that they're really passionate about it. So it's really kind of fun to see that, because they're excited about pulling that together, and they're excited about being able to kind of open that world up to other people.
And get some kids going on fly fishing. Yes, it is fun. And in recent years, I know TU has done some restoration projects, some like seedling plantings here and there. Is that something that might come back to
so, this group? Yeah, that's one of the things we're kind of hoping, but it may depend a little bit on how funding projects come along. But we've talked with the TU staff here that actually are working on this, paid staff that are working on projects with Forest Service and the Restoration Partnership and Avista and things like that. The presentation we had from one of them staff members a month or so ago was that it looks like we're going to have an opportunity this fall to get out on the ground and do some planting as part of a restoration project. But there's the more that they are, their program is relatively new, and the more they get into that, I think the more opportunities we're going to see to do things where, you know, hands and feet on the ground are going to be part of the equation along with the guys running the heavy equipment.
Sure. Well, it's nice to have a little something like that to look forward to get together with. I think,
people really like doing that. Also, one of the speakers in tonight's board meeting is a representative from the Idaho Trails Association. So we're going to see if there are opportunities there that might tie into trail access to fishing and things like that.
Sounds like a great partnership, Idaho Trails.
Yeah, I think it could be. Yeah. You know, I'm anxious to hear what she has to say.
Yes, and she's a new employee in the northern part of Idaho, too, so that'll be fun for us all. Good. Sounds good. Well, in our last maybe 6 or 7 minutes, we need to delve into the event because I think you should let folks know what raffle items might be available, etc. Get folks excited.
I'm going to have to look and see what all the list of things is that our fundraising folks, Laura Forsberg has been just tremendous on pulling that together, but she's had a lot of help from several of the other board members.
Yes, but thank you, Laura, for heading that up because there's a lot of fun stuff. I know at least one thing is a guided day, fly fishing day with Linehan.
Right.
That's a good one.
Yes, but there's all kinds of goodies, fishing equipment, accessories for going fishing or just being outdoors. I think we have a donation of locally made soap.
From one of our members.
Yes, from one of the board members' spouses.
And it's often, in my recollection, it's a combination of raffle and silent auction.
Yes.
That's still
the plan? That is still the plan.
Cool.
And I'm going to see if I can find flies. Right, let me see if I can.
Yes, fly rods and lines.
Rods, list. When I say fishing equipment, there's some really nice stuff. There's some very nice rods and reels and lines. I believe nets, clothing. It's kind of like going to the fly shop and you can shop around to figure out which bucket you want to put your tickets in.
Yes.
And get some really good stuff. And
the more tickets you buy, the more you save.
Well, that's a good true. Deal. The other thing I want to mention about the Fly Fishing Film Festival, or F3 as it's called, is that because it's a Trout Unlimited sponsored fundraiser, folks that are not members that show up that would like to become members actually have the opportunity to become members for free for a year. Yes.
So it's huge. I'm mouthing wow.
So we're going to have a QR code that folks can scan, and that's supposed to be able to do that. So hopefully that all works like it's supposed to. But one of the things we'd like to see is the membership boost up a little bit. I think, you know, the Panhandle chapter is the five northern counties. I think we have 275-ish current members. All you have to do to be a member of the Panhandle chapter is become a member of the Trout Unlimited National. And even if you're paying it, it's $35 a year, and you get a great magazine, and they send you swag, and you can start thinking about how you might want to get involved doing some of these other things like construction or conservation projects. And so we're still working on kind of building up to getting more engagement with the folks that are not on the board to be involved in these activities. So
yeah, I think it sounds like a great plan. You also, if you become a member, you also have access to the Members Digest. It's an online forum. I don't know if you've ever accessed that, but I've got
I'm kind of a Luddite. I don't spend a lot of time online.
But it's a great resource.
But there are great resources. There are forums. There are things that, you know, if you want to talk to somebody about fly fishing or just fishing in general for trout and salmon. I mean, it's TU. We put a lot of focus on fly fishing, but it's a cold water fish conservation entity, and we're more than happy to have folks that enjoy casting lures or taking the kid up on the creek with a worm.
For sure, because we all want to together conserve these cold water resources.
Right.
It's important.
Yep.
If you haven't pointed this out, I'll point it out. Correct me if I'm wrong, Chip, but I believe it's the biggest fundraiser for Trout Unlimited for the year.
Yes, it is. It's the chapters. It is basically our main fundraiser. Not that we don't periodically find ways to come up with some other funds, but this is the thing that kind of allows us to put money into other things like programs that help kids or fly fishing instruction and things like that.
So, yeah, it kind of fuels the whole group for the year. So, folks, let's mention how they can get their ticket if they would like to be at the Panada on Friday. It's pretty easy.
Yes. And you probably know as much about it as I do, but I know they are on sale at the North 40 Fly Shop. They will be on sale at the gate.
Yes.
At the door. I think
you can just go to panada.org also and buy tickets online. So if you're not a Luddite, you can get them that way. You don't have to drive somewhere.
Right. Yeah, so it's pretty easy. And we always have a good crowd. I don't remember us being sold out in the past, but we usually have a very good crowd. So
it comes close. It gets pretty full.
Yeah, so, if you're... It's a great way to spend a Friday evening, and I think folks that go will really enjoy themselves. It's just a lot of fun.
And if you'd like to run into other folks that appreciate the conservation or maybe want to find a fishing buddy, if you're new to fly fishing, it's a great opportunity.
Or you might just run into somebody you haven't seen in a couple of years and
that's
go
right.
have a beer later.
So. There you go. Or there, I think.
Yeah,
get a
or
beer
there, yeah.
So, it's a great event, and I encourage anyone who hasn't been to it or has to give it a shot and support Trout Unlimited.
Yeah.
Well, good. Is there anything else we need to add, Chip?
Oh, gosh. Thanks for the opportunity. And I guess I would encourage folks, even though I said I'm the Luddite, we do have a really nice new webpage that Erin Plue, who's one of the staffers, we paid her to work on that so we could more effectively communicate with the membership across the 5-county area. And like I said, we've been getting some feedback on it, which is great. And I think folks want to look it up. You just Google Panhandle Chapter of Trout Unlimited and you'll get there. And that will keep you up to speed on, for instance, as we get the rest of this fly fishing instruction, like the location will be at the Sandpoint Indoor Tennis Pickleball Facility. I don't know what that's called.
The Russell Center.
There you go. The Russell Center. And we'll have the cost there. The cost will cover a TU membership. So if you register for the fly fishing instruction class, you are also signing up as a Trout Unlimited member as a side part of that. But
what could be nicer?
That's right.
Perfect. All right. Well, with that, I'm going to take us out. First of all, thank you, Chip Corsi, for joining us as the new president of Trout Unlimited. Great job. And we're going to take a short song break. And I think it's a song you may remember, Chip. It was created, I think, during the time of the, I'm not sure when it was created, but it was created for the purpose of bull trout education. It's by the Whiz Pops.
Ah.
You might know it. You might remember it, the bull trout song. So we'll finish with that. And then
clean,
on
clear, cold, connected.
Yes, totally. We'll play that one and then on to a pre-recorded interview after. All right. Thanks a bunch.
Thank you.